And now for today's commentary. Many of the pundits have been saying that this would be a do-nothing Congress, that political gridlock would close the door on any meaningful legislation. So far, that has not been the case at all. Let's just take inventory of where we are. For years, the Congress went through the annual charade of voting normal trade relations for China. The energy expended every year was enormous. And this year, we passed permanent normal trade for China through the House. The Senate is prepared to follow, and the President will sign the bill. China will now be welcomed into the World Trade Organization, and the Chinese market will be wide open for our food products. We have new legislation enacted and signed by the President to reform federal crop insurance. I personally have some reservations about it, but nevertheless, it is done. $7.2 billion has been approved for emergency farm assistance, and that is real money. The House of Representatives, by a wide margin, approved the elimination of the death tax. The Senate Democrats standing in opposition were shocked. Chances are it will pass the Senate now. Holding his finger in the dike is the President, promising a veto. We'll see. No one ever expected we would be this close to victory this soon. And finally, did you ever expect the Congress to vote to lift sanctions on food and medicine to Cuba this year? Well, I think they're going to do it. Each major piece of legislation that I've talked about has broad implications beyond agriculture. Yet the ag lobby has been decisive in winning the vote. Congratulations. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.